JIS Radio presents The Year in Review, highlighting the major achievements of the government for 2014.
The agricultural sector thrived in 2014 amid severe drought conditions. The excellent performance of the sector was partly due to a number of measures undertaken by government to boost production. During the year 2014, the government strengthened its thrust to mitigate the drought and maintain stability in the sector with a number of initiatives. Cabinet approved $95 million to provide assistance to the agricultural sector in the wake of severe drought conditions. Of the $95 million, $50 million was earmarked to be spent immediately, while the remainder is to be used during the first quarter of the 2015 calendar year. And $3 million was transferred to RADA to assist farmers affected by losses due to fires. The banana and cotton industries received a well-needed boost during 2014. Jamaica resumed exports of banana to Europe with a shipment of 2,000 pounds of bananas sent to the United Kingdom. The shipment was the first into Europe since 2008 when exports ceased following the devastation of the industry by hurricanes.
On October the 16th, we signed a contract for the supply, starting with one container per week of bananas with a United Kingdom entity. And this is expected to increase to some 10 containers over time.
And the cotton industry benefited from a grant of $11 million with the signing of an agreement between the Jamaica Agricultural Development Foundation and the Japanese government for the revitalization of West Indies Sea Island cotton. 8,000 hectares of land in western Jamaica have been earmarked for large-scale production to expand the AgriParks program. The expansion will see the establishment of four new AgriParks to be located in Enfield, Westmoreland, Shettlewood, Hanover, and Mafuta and Sunderland in St. James.
Given the enormous opportunities that exist in the export market, the AgriParks will provide us with large-scale production at the level of consistency which will make us competitive on the world market.
Minister of Agriculture Derek Kellio. 9 AgriParks have been set up to date at Amity Hall, St. Catherine, Hill Run, St. Catherine, Ebony Park, Clarendon, Spring Plain, Clarendon, New Forest and Duff House, Manchester, St. Elizabeth, Plantain Garden River, St. Thomas, Yala, St. Thomas, Ettingdon, Trelawney, and Mailer's Field, Westmoreland. The government implemented measures to monitor activities in Jamaica's livestock industry with the official launch of its $35 million National Animal Identification and Traceability System in November. The initiative aims to safeguard the quality of meat and other products generated within the industry for local consumption and export and serve as a deterrent against predial larceny. The first sorrel processing factory in the country was officially opened in Westmoreland in August. The $27.8 million plant was set up through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund JSIF's Rural Economic Development Initiative READY in partnership with the Bethel Town Sorrel Value Chain Improvement Project.
The opening of this sorrel juice facility, it represents steps being taken towards true economic independence. Economic independence can only be won when individuals and communities are empowered to create their own enterprises, gainfully employ their own people, and produce their way out of poverty and underdevelopment.
JSIF provided $23.2 million of the project cost, with the community contributing $4.6 million through its agricultural cooperative society. The 204-square-meter plant processes sorrel to make juices, jams, and jellies, in addition to other value-added products, while significantly reducing the need for further imports for the Jamaican market. And Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellier was tasked with permanent portfolio responsibility for agriculture and fisheries, in addition to Labour and Social Security, following the passing of previous Minister Roger Clark. And that brings us to the end of the 2014 roundup for the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.